My name is Marco Williams, and I am sitting across from my mother, Winnie Williams.
Good morning, Marco. My name is Winnie Williams. I am in Brooklyn, New York City, and I'm sitting across from my son, Marco Williams.
I think that the reason I had wanted to begin with or wanted to talk to you a little bit about Annabelle.
Aunt Annabelle was murdered, and she was raped and murdered, and then newspapers were set on the floor, and she was set on fire to burn the body for some reason. And Finley Marcus, our cousin, came into the house, and he is the person that discovered her. She was on fire when he walked into the house, so he did something to try to extinguish the fire. What would have been the reason for sharing something horrific like that?
I feel like very much of the time there are kind of secrets or things kept in the closet, and I think that absent of, in some sense, talking about it and reflecting on it, we're sort of held down by it. For example, you said that she was murdered in the house, and you and I know what that means. That 5540
West Girard Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yes, it is the house. It's a house that I grew up in. It's a house where my mother and her sisters moved to from North Philadelphia. It was the house where my first cousins grew up with. Most people, when they think of their cousins, they'll just say cousins. My cousins were very, very close. They were all in the house. We lived in the same house together. And that house had my mother and Sally, Aunt Louise, and sometimes Aunt Lovey. And then when Aunt Annabelle became ill, she lived there.
And I even grew up there for 5 or 6 years as well. And so in some sense, this atrocity to Annabelle was a violation in our home. And so it sort of, in some sense, it sort of rips at the heart or soul of all of us who have a kind of association and relationship to that place. And in fact, I think when I did see the newspaper article we were making In Search of Our Fathers, and we were talking about something completely different, so it was a little hard to come back to that. It's as though Annabelle's been forgotten, and in some sense that we, perhaps as a family, by not sort of talking about it, remembering it, it's an injustice. It's like my realization last summer when Finley was dying, and going to the cemetery and there not being a headstone for your mother and Aunt Sally, Aunt Lovey, and I even think Aunt Annabelle. And in some sense, we've not kind of honored them. I am also starting to think about making a documentary film that would look at what is a sort of loosely and perhaps inaccurately, but a term for it is black-on-black crime. And I started to think about this incident in our family where there was somebody black who murdered somebody black. And I thought that maybe a way to start exploring this topic would be to look at my own family And in all probability, because of the statistics, this is not uncommon for other black families, for there to be some other incident of violence perpetuated by somebody black against somebody black. So that was part of it, but it was also...
It says something to me, because I think in terms of writers, and I think in terms of you as a filmmaker, that you start with something that you have a feeling about, something that you have some kind of strong interest, and in this way, this interest comes out of your family.
I mean, as you also know, because I asked you for the eulogy that I gave for Warren's passing.
Finley's brother
Warren, right, who I think it might be 11 years ago, 12 years ago now, was also murdered. And in my words at Warren's funeral, I expressed the question of what was he doing out there being outside of a crack house at 2 o'clock in the morning. And it wasn't so much what he was doing there. You're not outside of a crack house at 2 o'clock in the morning to do an interview. You're outside of a crack house at 2 o'clock in the morning to buy crack. But for me, the question was about how we as a family, or as a community, or as a society, would allow someone to be out there, would contribute. Where were we to kind of hopefully or maybe have kept Warren from being out on the street? Thank you so very much for talking about Annabelle. I know that I sense how hard it is for you to revisit that, and there's, you know, I could only imagine what the shock and hurt, dismay, I can only imagine what the emotions might have been for you. And as much as I would have liked to have known about it then, I certainly can understand, you know, in some measure why it would not have been shared at that time. And just what you shared with me today gives me some, it adds to the picture of trying to understand what happened to great Aunt Annabelle.